Following a presentation made by Get Concerned Perth County on Sunday, the mayor of Perth South is providing some insight into a proposed development in Sebringville which would see the creation of over 300 homes. "I look forward to this proposed development. It has housing options that are needed in the county. There is a proposal for mixed types of housing that include apartment units that could be more affordable to seniors and others that would like to take the next steps of becoming independent," Mayor Sue Orr said. "It is important to have a variety of housing types for residents in Perth South to have options." The proposed development by a numbered corporation from Mitchell, who is being represented by the Baker Planning Group, will see 302 new housing units on Station Road. The proposed development would see 92 single detached dwellings, 168 apartment units, and 42 townhouses. Orr said this proposed development has been moving forward for over 25 years. "Technology has also been moving forward, and it now seems that this is a good fit for the area. The parcel in question has been identified as suitable for development for a very long time," she said. "Housing and economic development go hand in hand. Some employers in Perth County are busing in employees from outside the county because we have a shortage of accommodations for people making entry-level earnings. The development will not completely solve that issue, but it is a step forward." Orr shared that the municipality relies on staff with specialized training to provide the advice on matters related to the official plan and compliance. "I most certainly, however, believe that the development is appropriate for Sebringville," Orr said. Her emailed statement continued to say, "I understand there is some fear about the size of the development and that traffic is going to be a problem. I have heard questions regarding well and wastewater issues will be addressed as part of the environmental assessment process. I have also heard from a younger generation wanting to know if the units will be affordable as they hope to have options of living in Sebringville. There are plenty of young people in Perth South who would like to move out of their parents' home but not necessarily to Stratford or London." An area of concern for local residents has been water and wastewater and the impacts it could have to the village. Orr explained the process of ensuring safety for the community. "Water and wastewater systems, solutions require a certificate of approval from the province of Ontario before they can proceed. The environmental assessment process is designed to evaluate the proposed servicing solutions. The Upper Thames River Conservation Authority and the Ontario Clean Water Agency is also involved. The Township of Perth South currently operates three municipal water systems, including one in Sebringville," she said. "As council members, we must meet strict compliance requirements and we always have reports regarding our water systems. There was a lot of fear years ago when the Boyce Street well in Sebringville was installed. Things have been working out very well with that system and we are responsible for its care, as we would be for any new system. Each councillor has to take courses when elected to help educate themselves on such systems." Another concern from residents stems from increased traffic flow, and Orr says the local roadway will need to be reviewed and brought up to standard. "There will have to be improvements to roads and the transportation system is another component of the environmental assessment which must be reviewed by the provincial government," Orr said. "Station Road will need to be brought to a higher municipal standard along with the intersection of Station Road and Highway 8. It has needed improvements and it would be efficient to coordinate these infrastructure improvements on a cost-shared basis with the developer. Traffic flow will increase over time with other municipalities on either side of Sebringville growing as well. The Ministry of Transportation has control over the highway and we plan on working with them for improvements." Some residents in Sebringville are concerned about the lack of urbanization that the village offers, but Orr points out that times have changed. "Over time Sebringville has changed. Back in the day it had many businesses including grocery stores and restaurants," she said. "I do not expect the growth to happen immediately but over time with a phased in approach. I am also aware that some businesses in Sebringville are keen to see the development proceed so that they have a larger population base to which they can provide goods and services." Perth South Council is awaiting the results of the environmental assessment, EA, which has been delayed twice now, but Orr says the hope is to have a presentation coming to council in February. The movement forward of the EA is developer-driven. I am not sure what caused the delays, but I believe it is better to wait for a full report and have all the information, Orr said. The EA will detail the preferred servicing options for the subdivision. The draft will then be the subject of public feedback and public consultation. That consultation and feedback will then be considered as the EA process moves forward. The OPA and proposal would also go to Perth County Council. Orr says the hope is following this development, the municipality will be able to continue to work with the developer who happens to be local on further developments. Once the EA standards are met, it is my understanding that we have more of an opportunity to work with developer. I am encouraged that they are a local company that have worked on a few similar developments, she said. Development in Sebringville is essential for several reasons. Firstly, it will boost our local economy by creating jobs and attracting new businesses, which means more opportunities for our residents. Secondly, it will improve our infrastructure, including better roads, parks, schools, enhancing the quality of life for everyone in our community. Thirdly, development will help us meet the growing needs of our population, ensuring that we have adequate housing and services for future generations. Moreover, we are committed to sustainable development practices that protect our environment while promoting growth. This means incorporating green spaces, providing responsible water and wastewater strategies, and using renewable energy sources where we can, and ensuring that new projects are environmentally friendly where such options are available.